Listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hello, gentle listener. While Geek.io holds its talent to the highest standards, what follows will likely involve the sort of language usually reserved for sailors on leave. If you're of a delicate disposition, then perhaps you would consider a different podcast.
Part of a balanced breakfast and proud members of the Geek.io podcast network. This is the Generic Live Show.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Hello everyone, thank you for joining me. It's good to be here. I just want to again thank everyone for their support. The show, people are getting into a routine. That includes me, so that's good. except for one thing. I still haven't figured out how I can not hear myself. That is the one thing. And one thing only. I'm sure... Okay, in the professional setting, it's probably normal to hear yourself. But I've been doing podcasting for a while now, and... it's not something I'm used to. I've been cheating the system. I've been avoiding myself. I've been avoiding myself for years. Let's be honest. this is how this episode's gonna go. Just heads up. But no, it's apart from that, I'm still really having fun with this new format. I love the Generic Live Show. It is my pet project, and it's good to see it grow, and we would like to thank you for joining us on this episode. We got a few things. So, as of tradition, we like, in the month of April, we like to run through the best of April Fools, and we're finally getting to it. Between elections and significant other things, and other things I will not be talking about on this episode. There was a tragic event that happened in Sri Lanka over the Easter weekend. So, and my hearts go out to the families affected. But it's one of those things where it's just like, it creates newsreader burnout, in my opinion. Excuse me. Where you can talk about something for so long, but there's so much other things to talk about that you would rather spend your time on. And that's what we're going to be focused on this episode of the Generic Live Show. We do have a little bit more of a looser episode planned. We've got the best of April Fools coming up, and we've got some Geek.io Tries Weird Food segment coming up as well. But first, so millennials, right? We know them, we love them, sometimes. Sometimes they are. But they're killing the food industry. Don't know if you knew this. They're killing food. There's this viral video going around of food fapes, of quote unquote, is there a correct episode? Is there a correct episode of a podcast? It's a good show title. Is there a correct episode for a podcast? Is there a correct way to eat food? And that's what we're going to discuss right now on this viral video provided by the BBC. They've got reactions to people reacting to food. I know, it's a bit of a weird reactception thing, but we're going to try it, and we're going to love it. So this is a minute 20 long. If you are susceptible to weird food BS, leave now. Come back in about 10 minutes, and we'll try real food. The real way. Why not? Okay. Let's watch this video. Sorry, audio listeners. I realize this. We'll try and describe this.
Is that
this.
A bagel?
Is there a right way to cut a bagel? So the person is cutting the bagel instead of like in half the slice way. They're cutting lengthwise, like through the bagel. Oof. That is, nope. So, but how are you meant to put, like, spreads on there? Like, what, how? Like, I don't understand. You wouldn't cut a donut this way. Like, what, how? Anyway. Is there a correct way to cut a bagel?
That poor bagel.
Oh my god, you'd be arrested in New York for that.
I just don't understand. That's so inconvenient.
No, I think it gives you surface area.
No, I'm not even willing to watch the rest of the video.
You
go to the next.
You ruined the bagel.
Yeah, nope.
Yes, that's not a thing. You wouldn't cut a donut like that. So why cut a bagel? Like, sure, why not? How do you eat a Kit Kat? And,
oh my god, this girl.
She is my worst nightmare. This girl. This bitch. She's eating Kit Kat. Wrong's wrong. She's literally, instead of snapping the wafer fingers off, she's just biting into it. Also, I want a man who looks at me the way that that girl is looking at the Kit Kat. Just... heads up. No.
Like, they went to the trouble of making it easy to eat one way. Why go out of your way to do it wrong?
Yeah. That's not okay either.
That's so
wrong. That one, I know people who do that, but I'm not okay with it.
Any anxiety or OCD person is not going to make it through that Kit Kat video.
Wow.
Me. I'm not making it through that video. Like... oh! You're taking a break, first of all. That is not the fun way to take a break. Like, how? Anyway. Oof. So, no and no. Is there a... what about a burrito? Is there a right way to eat a burrito? Again. I want to... Good ports first. YouTube.com/geekishow, by the way, to watch this. She is enjoying that burrito way too much. Like, I swear to God. Is there a right way to eat a burrito? Yeah, from start to finish. Like, from one end to the other, right? I'm not that insane.
Yeah, that's not how you eat a burrito, because it will 100% end up in your lap. Unless you're planning on having a burrito baby, that's not how you have one.
Amateur hour. Yeah.
That's how you...
How do you peel a banana from top to bottom? That is the correct way.
You're supposed to do that, right? Like, people say gorillas open it by, like, pinching the end and, like, you don't get the banana strings, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Is that a kiwi?
That's
no.
That's not okay.
Yeah, skin or on or off for a kiwi fruit. See, I am the unpopular opinion. Kiwi fruits, you can eat that way with the skin on. It's, the skin isn't too bad on a kiwi fruit. At least for me. But, again, I'm wrong.
It's not as bad as I think.
Plenty of fiber in it, right?
Yeah.
You want it now?
Lol. No food is wasted in the making of this video. Maybe. Oh, no, not again. Dear Lord, not again. Maybe that should be the title of this one. Either Millennials are killing the food eating industry, or no food was wasted during the making of this episode. We love that. Oh man, that was. How do you eat food? Let me know. How do you eat food? Do you eat food differently from that? Or do you have any weird, like, food habits? Let me know. show@geek-io.net. Or hit us up in the Discord. geek-io.net/Discord. Let us know. Because we want to have that fun, you know? You can't. It's not fun unless someone gets hurt. No food was wasted during the making of this episode. Alright, let's actually eat some food! We don't have a sounder for this, but I think it's. And take your money. Oh! We need to. And take your money. Oh! I forgot that second one that was there. There you go.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
Hey, there you go. There's our food bumper. Is that. Alright, so. So 7-Eleven. That seems to be my, like, weird food go-to. Is 7-Eleven. For whatever reason. But we had, like, pumpkin chips. A while ago, and now we introduce you to alcoholic chocolate. We'll see how this goes. So I have three varieties. I have a Moscow Mule. We have a bourbon, and we have a snout. Flavored chocolate. We're gonna go with the bourbon. We'll start with the bourbon. It comes. Ooh. Oof. The smell. Comes in a gold wrapper. I have the golden ticket. Yes. Right. Let's see how this works. Ooh. I'm only gonna have one block. I need to work later. Let's not overdo it. Does it have any actual alcohol in it? Less than 0.5%. I'm safe. By later, at the time of this recording, I have to go to work in like 4 hours. So you can settle down. This is the bourbon. And it comes in nice little. I know. The edges is terrible. But here we go. Bourbon. That just random snap. It's actually pretty good. It tastes like bourbon too. Oof. Unfortunately, they didn't have like a Bailey's version of this. Otherwise, I would have been all over that like jelly. That first block was pretty good. Wow. So now, we're going to go onto a Moscow Mule, which, what is in a Moscow Mule? I have no idea. But this also comes in a chocolate wrapper. My favorite noise. It's just, Someone's gonna clip out just the random. That's gonna be a pain to edit later. Sorry, future me. Alright, All of these look like dark chocolate things. So, are they all the dark chocolate? The bourbon was milk. The other ones are dark. Milk. Is it milk or milk? Someone said that. I was losing my accent every time I said milk. Every time I'm losing my accent. So, here we go. Moscow Mule. Again, just the random snaps. That's interesting. Isn't it? That's actually pretty good. You know, there's some lime in there, which I appreciate. You know, lime. Go lime. Go lime. I'll finish this off. But this is really good. You know? Very wholesome as well, which I appreciate. It's actually really good. I don't know. Does anyone know what a Moscow Mule tastes like? Who knows? But last up, we got a dark chocolate snout. Let's see what this tastes like. Also, 7-Eleven, not sponsored, please sponsor. Get close to the mic on this one. Ooh, that's a good one. Either me or someone else needs to edit all those together and just have it be this episode. It's just 7 seconds of snaps. How's that look? Or the rest of it? Which, I like how they all look the same, by the way, and not, like, taste the same. Alright. Jesus, don't fall off. I don't want them to go on the floor. The stout. Okay. Sidebar. I'm watching the wavelength for this episode, and every time I bite or snap, it just goes pew. Alright. This one, I'm not really a fan of. I don't really do stouts that often. And I don't really drink beer, and this one tastes like beer. If that makes sense. So, it's not bad. It's just my least favorite of the three. I did like the mule. The mule's real good. And then the bourbon. I'm not really much of a bourbon drinker, though. So I don't have that acquired taste, if that makes sense. Like a lot of people do. So shout out to 7-Eleven. Again, not sponsored. Please sponsors. We got the stout. We got the bourbon. And we've got the Moscow Mule. I think Moscow Mule wins. You know? It's worth it. And now, time for water. My favorite part. Alright. That was Geek.io Tries Weird Foods with this bumper that I now have.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
All right. Moving on. Podcast listeners, you're going to get a quick commercial break. But right after that, we got some more Generic Live Show coming up for you. Right up next. Stay tuned. And we're back. Thank you for sticking with us here on the Generic Live Show. If you want an ad-free experience, please support everything we do over at patreon.com/geekio. $1 a month, you get a master feed of everything that we do. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. And now I've got this thing going on where I'm just literally going, I'm sorry, that was actually gross. But in traditional generic live show fashion, ladies and gentlemen, we've got the best of April Fools 2019. Wait, doesn't this... Ooh, that was deep. Hey, listen to this. Do I want to talk on this end of the microphone more? But I'm at a weird angle on this side. The more you know. Anyway, back to reality. Hi, my name is Dale, and welcome to the Generic Live Show. Alright. The 2019 April Fool's joke. So, we have... if Tinder was implementing a height setting for men, yikes, they should implement a height setting for women. Oh no. So this is a joke gone wrong, you know? How embarrassing for you. Whoops. All weather dress. Oh my god. Kathmandu has created the world's first all weather, all terrain wedding dress. Oh my god. No. No. This is brilliant. It packs down to a travel size backpack and allows brides to choose from the world's most remote locations for their big day. The weatherproof, this dress is waterproof, transfers into a cape with a hood, and it has large storage pockets and internal zips to transform the length of the dress. But legit, this isn't a terrible idea. Oh my god, there's a video. Please tell me this video will load. I need this video to work. Yes! No! You ready? To be the most prepared driver. And the dupe presents all weather wedding dress. I love this. I actually legit love this. Tanya Carlton, engineered from Gore-Tex. Oh my god. The veil is a hood. A built-in hood. Yes! Elegant yet adapt to any condition. Wow, this is actually brilliantly shot. Unleash the spirit of the builder. The pack and go solution. Oh my god. Adapt wedding. Oh my god. Unfortunately, a fake thing. Unfortunately. Next up, Deliveroo ditches pizza crusts. Due to anti-crust feedback, Deliveroo has announced its plan to remove all crust options from its app. Oh, we love that. Mamma Mia, which is the source of this, did their own joke of releasing their own podcast. The other thing that they did April Fool wise was Audible for Fish, which again, the podcast is the one for only that women can hear, apparently, which, that's not a good April Fool's joke. April Fool's jokes are things that everyone can sort of enjoy. I don't know. I'm just weird like that. The Audible one is kind of funny, though, in saying that. It's Audible for Fish. Audible have launched a new 3-second audiobook to keep your fish entertained while you aren't home. Oh my god. That graphic though. It's the joke that goldfish have short-term memory loss, which we love. Bin chickens get their moment. Whatever bin chickens are. Sydney's Wildlife Zoo have announced their latest exhibit, bin chickens. Okay. They say they're responding to high demand from guests who have hired a senior bin chicken keeper. I don't think I understand. But this lady is clearly having way too much fun. Just saying. Google Maps, of course, did their April Fool's Day joke, as always, but this time, instead of like Pac-Man and stuff that I know they've done during the past, is they're doing Google Maps Snack. So the inbuilt game of Snack, which is themed so players can venture through Cairo, Sydney, London, Tokyo, or France, San Francisco. It's launching globally app via iOS and Android users, and will also be launched in standalone mode. We love that. Orange is the new pink. Oh, you know what April Fool jokes I love also? Color changes. Like, they're so random. The town of Orange, New South Wales, is changing its name to Pink. Oh my god, yes. Quote, we've already known throughout the country as Orange, so it's not a big deal to make the switch to Pink. It's a few shades right of the color spectrum. Oh my god, yes. The town is hopeful that the name would make more sense to outside visitors. Orange doesn't actually grow oranges, it grows apples. So it would make sense that change the name to Pink for Pink Ladies. Exhibit A. It's a big apple. So we just, oranges don't grow an orange, so we've decided to rename our town to Pink. Kentucky Cam? Kentucky Tours have launched Kentucky Cam, a discreet onboard camera that captures its travelers' every move to allow friends and families to follow on from home. No. From what I've heard from those Kentucky Tours, no. Not a thing. Hashtag not a thing. Tape is back. Yes. 2019 really turned up its game. I'm telling you, Monoprice is bringing back cassette series to going Tape is Back. It features boombox, cassette player, and recorder. Yes. Press pause remote. Roku is bringing out a new press pause remote to make their smart TV more accessible to pets. Survey found that 72% of people believed their dog would enjoy watching TV more if they could use the remotes. I mean, fair. Oh, I do love this paw print design, though, which is so good. No share pack chips. Finally. One person can finally enjoy a family-sized thing. Lays have designed new packaging technology with fingerprint sensors so you can open the packet. Oh my god. Cut to full shot of me. This is probably not too far out of the future. Just saying. Like, this is happening soon. This is what I'm afraid. April Fools, with the way the technology is going, some of these are more likely to happen, like, tomorrow than, say, in, 1990, for whatever reason I picked that year, is they're more likely to have this technology actually happen. Yikes. If not touched with it for 30 seconds, it activates standby lock mode. Wow. Yikes. Ultimate tech accessory, which seems like a laptop, but on like a multi-platform like PC tower. So like lots of USB ports, a floppy disk drive, CD drive, lots of knickknacks. Or the other thing I accidentally said. Whoops. Drinks water intensely. Tattoo checker, travel insurance direct brought out TID, aka tattoo spell checker. Oh my god, yes. This needs to be a thing. You know? You just never know. Toilet reader by IKEA. Pretty good. Seems legit. And a convertible Hiace for a road warrior. Oh my god. It's a truck, but looks like a transformer. It really does. Oh my god, yes. We love that. Oh my god, yes. Couple of things that weren't listed that were my personal favorites of 2019, April Fools. One was Disney, of course, full disclaimer, but the sneers, the snack ears, where they were regular, like, ears. I want, literally, I want this to be the thumbnail for whatever reason. And you put snacks in it for your park day. There was that, and there was Starbucks Pup Bucks. Like, dogs could go to Starbucks and hang out in, like, dog houses and stuff like that. Again, 2019 really stepped up its year in, like, terms of April Fool Day jokes. Not even gonna lie. And I think that is gonna wrap up this episode of the Junk Life Show. A pretty shorter one, which is good, because a lot of them have been heavy, and this is fun and light, which doesn't help that a lot of stuff, year-changing stuff, happened all at once. So we can take a lighter episode right now. So where you can find the show? I feel like this outro, I need to do better. What did we learn? And then we do socials. What did we learn? We learned that millennials are killing the food eating industry. I learned that, is there a correct episode for a podcast? Those are two really good titles. I learned what a Moscow Rule? Yeah. Moscow Mule is, and it's delicious. I learned that I want an all weather wedding dress for my wedding that turns into a backpack. I also learned that a 3-second audiobook can keep a fish entertained. I also learned that people cut bagels wrong. There is a war on bagels. I'm just saying. I also learned that... what else did I learn? I learned that avocado skins are full of protein. I learned that. And I also learned that we do this every single week because of you guys. You guys are awesome. Keep being awesome. And we'll keep making this content. Simple as that. I don't know why I dropped that. Oh, I learned that snaps and bites are very satisfying in the show. All right, where you can find us out on the internet, you can find everything that we do over on geek-io.net/GLS for us, youtube.com/geekioshow, patreon.com/geekio for everything that we do on the network, and you can find us online when we go offline. Keep the conversation going when we go offline over at geek-io.net/discord. You can find me. You can email the show. show@geek-io.net. Yes, geek a show at geek-io.net. Sorry, a bunch of audio just went in my brain. Wrong bagels. Actually, I do want to hear weird eating habits. That's your homework. Do you have any? Or are these weird for you? You can find me on Instagram at the Dale Campbell. That's THEDALECAMPBELL on Instagram. I post there a lot, so that's where the best place you can find me. Alrighty, for me and for everyone, we'll see you all next time. Bye.
Listening to a Geek.io Media Network LLC production. Would you like to convert that to pounds? Copyright 2019.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.